गिरिवराधारे जय गिरिवराधारे गिरिवराधारे जय गोपे जानवाला जय गिरिवराधारे जय गिरिवराधारे जय गिरिवराधारे जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन यमुनातीरावनचारि जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन जय गिरिवराधारे जय गिरिवराधारे जय गिरिवराधारे जय गोपी जनवाला जय गिरिवराधारे जय गिरिवराधारे जय गोपी जन जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Muna Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajikacharya Stotra Sata Sri Srimad Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakahu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembly devotees All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta prayeshva badrishu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavatyutama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Yam pravrajanta manopeta mapeta krityam Dvaipayano virahakata rajuhava Putre titan mayatayo taravo binedus tam sarva bhuta hridayam munimana tosmi. So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter number 10, Divisions of Creation, text 10. Viduro vacha yatha Atha Bahurupasya Harehe Adbhuta Karmanaha Kalakhyam Lakshanam Brahman Yatha Varnaya Naha Prabho Viduruvacha Yathattha Bahurupasya Yathattha Bahurupasya Hare Radbhuta Karmanaha Hareradbhuta karmanaha. Kalakhyam lakshanam brahman. Kalakhyam lakshanam brahman. Yatha varnaya nah prabho. Yatha varnaya nah prabho. Viduruvacha. Yathattha bahurupasya. Hareradbhuta karmanaha. Kalakhyam lakshanam brahman. Yatha varnayanah prabho. Ladies. Vidurahuvacha. Vidura said, Yatha as, Atha you have said, Bahurupasya having varieties of forms, Harehe of the Lord, Adbhuta wonderful. Karmanaha of the actor. Kala time. Akhyam of the name. Lakshanam symptoms. Brahman or learned Brahmana. yatha as it is. Varnaya, please describe. Naha antos. Prabho, O Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O my Lord, O greatly learned sage, kindly describe eternal time, which is another form of the Supreme Lord, the wonderful actor. What are the symptoms of the eternal time? Please describe them to us in detail. Purport. The complete universe is a manifestation of varieties of entities, beginning from the atom up to gigantic universe itself, and all is under the control of the Supreme Lord in His form of Kala, or eternal time. The controlling time has different dimensions in relation to particular physical embodiments. There is time for atomic dissolution and time for the universal dissolution. There is a time for the annihilation of the body of the human being, and there is a time for the annihilation of the universal body. Also, growth, development, and resultant actions all dependent on the time factor. Vidura wanted to know in detail the different physical manifestations and the times of annihilation. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vidura vacha yathatha bahurupasya harer adbhuta karmanaha kalakyam lakshanam brahman yathavarna nah prabhu. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O my Lord, O greatly learned sage, kindly describe eternal time, which is another form of the Supreme Lord, the wonderful actor. What are the symptoms of the eternal time? Please describe them to us in detail. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Yantah pravishya mama vachyam imam prasuptam sanjeevaya takila shakti daraksvadamna anyamshya hasta charana shravana tvagadim prananamo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam svasyasta vishvasya kalah prasida tam deyanto bhutani shivam mitaudhya manascha badram bhajatata dokshaje aveshyatam naumati rapyahai tukim. So, Vidura is asking these question. He is asking, please explain to me one form of the Lord who has many forms. You have already said that the Supreme Lord is Bahurupa. He has many, many different forms and manifestations. And he is called Hari, which means that he steals away everything. So, and he is working in a very wonderful way. And one of his forms is Kala. Please explain to me how he is working within this material universe through this energy of Kala, which is one of his powerful forms. And this question opens the whole section of Srimad Bhagavatam describing what is Kala. And we can understand from reading this description that the Vedic conception of time is very much different than the modern conception of time. In reality, people nowadays, they don't really know what is time. They have no clue what exactly the time factor is. So let's try to describe what is the Vedic conception of time and how the Vedic conception of time is very much different from the modern understanding of what the time is. First of all, the very word kala is coming from kala, which means time, kalaha. Is coming from the verbal root kal, kal, kala, sankhyane. Kala means, kalaha, time, means basically something which calculates. Sankhyane means to calculate, and of course there is different interpretations of this concept which is invested in this Sanskrit word kala. The first and foremost and the most prominent and most obvious interpretation is that kala, time, kalayati sarvam iti kalaha. This is the etymology which Shankaracharya gives in his Vishnu Sahasranam commentary. By the way, Kalaha is one of a thousand names of the Lord. So it's the Lord himself. Kala, as Vidura himself says here, that this is one of the forms of many multi-formed entity who is the Lord himself and who is doing these amazing things in this material universe. So the first interpretation of what kala is, kalayati sarvamati kalaha, kala, time, is something which puts the end to everything, which calculates the end and ultimately, brings about the destruction of everything from atom up to the gigantic universe. As Prabhupada explains here in the purport, that's the main meaning of kala. Kala is this powerful and terrible, horrifying force which puts the end to everyone, including our not so humble selves. So this is what it is. And actually, that's the main purpose of kala, to make us not so humble selves humble. Because we all can understand the existence of the supreme power by the presence of cruel time, which will sooner or later put the end of our limited life. So the kala is something which limits everyone. It's another slightly different concept. It puts the limit to everyone, and we can see that even the most powerful demons in the universe, they were limited by time. When the time comes, that's it. No matter how powerful you were, my dear sir, you're finished. Your time has come. Your time has come basically means that you have an audience with the Supreme Lord in the form of time. You have his darshan in this particular form of his. So that's one thing, but also kalayatis sankhyane may have some other interpretations, because this is the beauty of Sanskrit language. You can twist it in a different ways and explain it in a very in a variety of ways. So another to kala means something which is calculating everything, and calculating everything basically also means that there is a time for appearance of something, there is a time for maintenance of something, as again Srila Prabhupada explains here. Growth, development and resultant actions depend on time factor. That's the force which is behind all the processes taking place in this material world. This is this Vedic conception of time. And of course we know that in Brahma Samhita, where the creation of this material world is described in a metaphorical way, or in a very interesting way, let's say, in a very profound way, it is explained that what is really kala and how the Lord takes form of kala. It's a very amazing and peculiar process how the Lord, who is completely transcendental, who has nothing to do with this material world, who is totally immersed in his transcendental pastimes in the spiritual world, nevertheless takes this form of kala, which comes in a very intimate contact with this material world and basically pushes and manipulates everything in this material world. As Krishna himself says, Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyati sacharacharam. When he speaks this verse in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, everything is moving and non-moving living entities are under my supervision. Maya Adhyakshena, I am the Adhyaksha, I am literally the one who is looking at everything here and taking care of all the events of this material universe. And that's basically the common conception of the Lord. So this process of turning somebody who is completely transcendental and has nothing to do with this material world into somebody who has everything to do with this material world and takes care of everything, of all the processes which take place in this material world, is very beautifully described in Brahma Samhita. And of course in the commentaries of our acharyas to Brahma Samhita verses. First of all, it is explained here in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, that kala is the glance of the Lord by which he disturbs the equilibrium of the modes of material nature. In the original state, the modes of material nature are in complete equilibrium. It means basically they all they are in a static form. So, another conception of kala, what is kala? Kala is kshobhayati iti kalaha. Kala is the time factor, is something which disturbs. What the time factor disturbs? The time factor disturbs this static equilibrium form of the material nature, and he basically throws it out of equilibrium. This initial state where all the modes of material nature are in complete equilibrium is being disturbed by the Lord, by his glance, by the energy of his glance. In the 8th chapter of this canto, of the 3rd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the Lord lay, this is verse number 11, just like the strands of fire within the fuel wood, the Lord remained within the water of dissolution, submerging all the living entities in their subtle bodies, he lay in the self-invigorated energy called kala, the time. It's a very interesting concept which Prabhupada very beautifully puts in English. Self-invigorating energy called kala. When everything was in equilibrium, the kala was submerged within the Lord. But then the Lord glances into this material world, into material energy, and with this glance, He impregnates this material world with all the living entities, with their residual karma, and the karma accumulated in previous lives. And this action throws out all the modes of material nature out of equilibrium. And so this energy of kala is the energy which moves the material modes. It's a very interesting concept, which is completely foreign to modern way of thinking. What is kala? Kala is something which moves about the modes of material nature, and therefore kala is not an undifferentiated media in which all the events take place. The modern conception is just kala is something, you know, we don't know what it is, but it's something which really has no divisions. But in reality, and that's exactly what is explained in this chapter and in the next chapter, kala is dividing everything. Kala has divisions. And kala manipulating the modes of nature, and therefore each and every moment of fraction of time is saturated by with different modes or this unique combination of three modes of material nature. And that's exactly the concept upon which the whole Vedic science of astrology is based. Every moment of time has a very unique combination of the modes of material nature, because that's exactly what the time does, how the time manipulates this material world, how Krishna controls this material world through this minute, minutest, very precise manipulation of the modes of material nature. And therefore, every moment of time is different. You know, while we're sitting here, there's so many difference is taking place. Because moment after moment, the slight difference of influences upon our mind is taking place by the influence of kala. You know. And because different people have different receptive powers to this, you know, the time influences different people in this audience in a different way, in a unique way. Like now somebody is sleeping. You know, that's the influence of time. Somebody is smiling. That's the influence of time on his particular, on this particular living entity. Somebody is just pondering, what is it all about? And somebody is dreaming at that time, you know, meditating what he will do when this useless class will finish. So, yeah, that's how the time manifests right now. And as I said, because every moment of time is different, this is according to the modes of material nature. This is how certain events take place, and we don't know why they take place at this particular time. Like, for example, war is going on now. Why did it start now? It's because of time. Time factor, the time is ripe for this particular action. That's another, I will still explain something about Brahma Samhita. I didn't forget about it, but I little diverge from this main stream. But what is very important is that time being an active force, time again is not a neutral media, which has nothing to do with this, according to Vedas, which is the most important and peculiar concept. Time is an active factor, is an active force which actively involves in the minutest events of this world. and therefore time is one of the causative factors of this world. Very important causative factor of what is taking place. That's one of the causes. Actually, there are three main causes according to Vedic concept. And these three main causes, unless you understand these three main causes, the concept of these three main causes, you will never be able to figure out why something takes place at the moment when it takes place. So the first cause, very important cause, is the desire of the living entity. Why this material world takes place, why this degradation takes place, it's very simple. Why Kali Yuga is so degraded age? Because the living entity wants to be degraded. There is such a strong desire of the living entity for this, all this gross sense gratification. And that's the reason why it takes place. Now, you can ask, the second cause, second very important cause, is the laws of material nature. It's not that, we're not here like other New Age people who say, whatever you desire, you can get. Just desire, you're not desiring is strong enough. Just visualize it, just see it and, visualize it, it will come to you. No, it's not going to work like this exactly. Because there is another cause. If the desire of the living entity was the only cause, that would be the fact. But there is another cause, that's the laws of material nature. You can only get something which will be allowed for you to get according to the laws of material nature. I may spend my whole life desiring to be the president of the United States, but lo and behold, it didn't happen, somehow or other. So this is a useless concept because there are some strict laws which govern this material world, and they have something to say, very important things to say. So the desire of the living entity answers the question why something happens, because of the desire. The laws of material nature, they explain how something happens. It answers the questions how. The science the scientists proudly claim that they answer the question why. No, they don't answer the question why. They only answer the question how it takes place. When they describe the laws of material nature, they explain this aspect of causality, how it takes place. But then there is a third factor, which is completely unknown to us and very mysterious and very frightening. That's the time factor. And the time factor actually answers the question, what takes place? Because you may have a desire. The laws of material nature may allow it to happen. But the time factor says, no, it's not the time for this to happen now. And still it will not happen. Or the time factor says, yes, now the time is ripe and therefore this can take place. So time is this choosing agent which chooses what can take place at this particular moment. And completely filters out other possibilities. So this, when we understand these three factors together, then only we will understand why a certain event takes place now. Like, for example, the example which I already gave, the degradation of Kali Yuga. Why Kali Yuga takes place now? Because of the desire of living entity. because of the laws of material nature, including the laws of the society, because that's the part of material nature. You know, internet and different things, different, the laws of this democratic society, of freedom of speech, and all other completely peculiar freedoms. Which are there? You can say any damn things, and you know you're supposed to be right, because you're a free citizen of a free country. That's all very important factor of degradation. That's the law which governs this. But again, why it didn't happen? Let's say 5,000 years back. Well, of course, it started 5,000 years back, but not to the same extent. Again, because the time factor says, now is the time. Why, for example, why God brothers of Srila Prabhupada could not spread Krishna consciousness? Because the time was not right. Because the time was not ripe. And why Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada at that time and when it became possible, because he wanted it to do through him. So and that's how we should understand the events of this material world, including the time factor. Again, time factor is not something which limits everything, but time factor is something which facilitates everything which takes place in this material world, which is another very important concept. Time factor says that I'm supposed to to finish my class now. Brahma Samhita. So, Brahma Samhita concept or idea or the description is very interesting because Brahma Samhita explains how the completely transcendental Lord, who has nothing to do with this material world, takes the form of the time who has everything to do with this material world and who basically defines the course of events in this material creation. And, this verse about Lord Shiva, Kshiram yathada divikara vishesha yogat, yatsambhutam apitatha prithakasti heta. What is this? Anyway, this verse where it is said that Shambhu, which is the time factor, Kshiram yathada divikara vishesha yogat. The metaphor or comparison which is here in this verse is that Krishna is turned into Shambhu exactly like the milk is turned into yogurt. The milk and yogurt is one substance. At the same time, they have completely different properties, completely different actions upon human body and everything. They're completely different, even though they're one substance. In the same way, the transcendental Lord Govinda, Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, is turned into Shambhu, who is completely different and who is ruling in this material world by copulating with this material energy and coming in contact with her and starting all the processes of material nature through the certain agent. As much as milk is turned into yogurt by adding certain agent, you add little sour substance and you add little yogurt into the milk and keep it warm for some time and then it becomes yogurt. In the same way, there is certain agent which figuratively speaking, of course, it's the will of the Lord which is the agent, but it is said that what is the agent which turns the transcendental form of the Lord into the form of Kala or the form of Shambhu, who is in charge of the processes of this material world. The agent consists of Tamagun, influence of the mode of tamas, of ignorance, the factor of minuteness. The transcendental Lord is unlimited, he is Ananta. But when he comes to this material world in the form of Shambhu to start to initiate the processes taking place in this material world, he adds to himself, like in the world of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means something without limit, something without obstacle, something without limit. So in Vaikuntha, everything is unlimited. The life is eternal. The love, which is in the heart of living entities, is eternal. Everything is eternal. Everything is unlimited. There is no limit. But when the Lord, unlimited Lord, is turned into Shambhu, then this aspect of limitedness, or I don't know, the minuteness, is added to his nature, and therefore, the time is what it is. It always puts the limit. That's the concept of time, which is a limiting factor. So this limitedness or minuteness is added to the form of the Lord. And then the minute fraction of chit and ananda energies is added to this. So it's a very interesting concept that the Lord turns into Shambhu, and Shambhu copulates with material energy as this time factor. Glance of the Lord takes shape of Shambhu, and Shambhu is exactly this. It has all these aspects in himself added to the transcendental nature of the Lord. And while all these aspects are added to the transcendental nature of the Lord, to completely transcendental Lord, then he turns into Shambhu, and this Shambhu is basically ruling over this material universe, where the jivas are going through this cycle of birth and death, through this media of limiting factor of Kala. So that's what the Brahma Samhita version of it. Anyway, my time is over because I have to be obedient to the force of time, otherwise I would be self-contradicting. We have to take into consideration the time, and that's something little which we can say about this concept of time, and which will be described in much more detail by Maitreya to Vidura in the verses ahead of us. What is the time? So I don't know if there is a time for yeah.
I wanted to ask a question about this concept of time, about this concept of Kala, and how much I struggle with it. Because I very much struggle with the concept of time, of understanding the right time of surrendering to Kala. And I was wondering if you could give practical advice around how to understand Kala better, or how to surrender to Kala better in my life, where
do you have any choice but not surrender to time?
No.
So what's the problem? Simple.
Speaking of the factor which turns Lord into time, so the mode of ignorance is the agent which turns. So my understanding is that when we have the knowledge that we are eternal beings, therefore the time doesn't exist to us, as to people who are under ignorance think that that's all they got, this life. Therefore, like, oh, I'm already 30 and I haven't made $1 million and so on. But for my understanding, that agent that returns what we see in the material world through material eyes, so we see Lord that way. How to reverse the process? As saintly people, they see Lord in everything. So how to utilize this knowledge to see Lord in everything? How to remove that agent?
when we are completely enamored or immersed in this temporary material existence, and therefore very much concerned with the time, why people are so much attached to the news? You know, it's a very interesting phenomenon, psychologically speaking, because news are very fleeting. And, you know, something which was so interesting to you today, which is so interesting to you today, you know, just even, you know, a couple of weeks later becomes totally not interesting. Interesting, you know. Nobody reads newspapers which, you know, has, you know, 1 year back. You know, no, you know, if you may, you know, open the newspaper and there is no juice there. But today's newspaper is so juicy, you know. So that's the. That's the phenomenon, because we are completely enamored by these events of time which are fleeting. You know, like also people who are doing all these advertisements, they know that we cannot really concentrate too long on something. Something should move. You know, the time is moving. So, and by moving, by its movement, it completely captures our attention. And people who are immersed in this fleeting material nature, into this illusion of material nature, into the cinema of material nature which we have in front of our eyes, they don't see the Lord, they only see this external manifestation. They are under the influence of this tamasic element which is there in the time which moves everything here. So if we want to understand the eternal Lord, the first thing which we have to do, we have to turn away from this fleeting illusory manifestation of material nature. We should not be too much absorbed in it. We understand it's there. We have to, you know, relate to it in a reasonable way. We cannot really escape this. But at least for some portion of time, some portion of time which is allotted to us, we should not meditate on this. We should meditate on eternal nature of our soul, of eternal nature. Then only we will be able to see this material world in through the different lens. Then we will see the eternal nature of the Lord, which is also there in this material world. Until we're completely enamored by this, you know, phenomena of, you know, always changing phenomena of time. In other words, until we are, you know, very much attached to reading news, then we will never be able to understand what's going on really in this world, how the Lord is behind everything. We will never. I remember once, it was Kartik time, and I asked, I was in Vrindavan, and I asked Jayadvaita Maharaj, what is your Kartik vow, because it's supposed to be very important time for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We give some severe vows for this months of Kartik. And he said, no newspaper, this is my vow, this is my Kartik vow. And it's very important, wow. For 1 month, no newspaper. So it means no meditation on this external appearance of the material world. Yes, yeah, sure. No, sure, please.
Thank you very much for a very insightful class on the principles of time, because it sheds a lot of light on our own lives and how we are regarding time and how we are using time. That is what Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing so often, that we were wasting time. But we were wasting it in such a way that it may take many, many years, thousands of years, millions of years, to recover a position or a point that we had, which could be the basis, which could be the means by which we could, through time, ultimately transcend time, and in transcending time, we could go and be free of the miseries, the sufferings, the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations, and the problems. All that can be over if we make a good and proper use of time. What am I doing now? Now I'm looking at all these wonderful faces that want to know how to get out of the miseries, how to get back to the spiritual world, and how through that process to please, to satisfy, to uplift even more Krishna. So that's our business, and that's what Prabhupada emphasizes. Make best use of now, and stop complaining about you don't have it as good as you would like it. That's not the point. The point is every moment Krishna is giving us that opportunity to thank God, to look up to God, to beg the Lord to enable us to serve Him better, greater, higher, grander, and to serve devotees as well. And through that process, we can become free, yes, truly free, of the miseries and sufferings and difficulties and tribulations of material life. So we can do that when we recognize every moment, I am wasting or I am using. If we are using, that is good. Not only are we using, but when we use it, we encourage others to use it as well. And that is how the world becomes a better place to live in. When we think beyond our own little noses, and we begin to think of other noses, then they begin to think of their noses and other noses, and we become to be more selfless in the sense that we want to share this knowledge. As Srila Prabhupada says, don't waste your time. Use it. Transcend through it. And by it, you'll be free from this world. But if you say, well, tomorrow, I can do that tomorrow. Yeah, well, I did 16, I did only 12 rounds, I'll make them up tomorrow. This mentality, well, you can make them up the next day, but the mentality of procrastination is not a good thing. Procrastination means I'll leave it. I can do it tomorrow. I have tomorrow. Why am I so worried? Because today may be your last day. So if it's going to be your last day, make it your best day. And if it's going to be your best day, then all you can do is say, Krishna, thank you. Prabhupada, thank you. Thank you for giving me this. Help me to remember you at the final moment when there will be no more material world, and I will hopefully go back to the spiritual world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premananda.
Oh, in the afternoon. That's early.